Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, let us bring our minds in and let us pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us. Oh God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your grace. Lord, we come before you. We humble ourselves, asking that you will look down on us with compassion. Oh, God, we ask right now while we're praying this prayer that you will search our hearts, Lord, and whatever is not right, Lord, please forgive us and remove it from us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover us under your blood. Sanctify and purify us, Lord. Make us all over, my God. We ask that you will make us what you have us to be. And, Lord, we ask right now that your will be done and that you will move by your power. Lord, send your anointing and send your word tonight. Speak to us, O God, and minister unto our souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep us, and we shall be kept. Yes, Lord, and we shall be blessed. We're depending on you, and we are yet looking unto you. We invite your presence, O God, in the hearts of each and every one. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. And now at this time, we're going to turn the service into the hands of our host for this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord. And God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with me, Khadija Hameen, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on who are listening today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer in Jacksonville, Florida, at Victory Temple. On today's show, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May Edmond.
God bless you.
And she hails from our mother church, our headquarters church in Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. So right now, we're actually going to read our opening scripture. And I just want to let all the listeners know that if you want to call in, if you want to text in right now to tell your testimony or to say some encouraging words, you can call or text 410-209-7503, and I will give that number out again at the end of the show. Again, that's 410-209-7503 to text in or to call and tell us what God has done in your life. So the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 18th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and that's the 18th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens off and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him, were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, fell stones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, fell stones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightning and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 18th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 15th verses. And we just thank God for all things. Thank God for just this opportunity to say something before the Lord, to just give God the praise, to give him all the glory and the honor. And I still want to give you all a chance to call in or to text in. Again, that number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to text or call in to tell of God's glorious wonders, his wonderful works, the things that he's done in your life, or like I said, to just encourage someone else. And if not, I'm going to go ahead and sing this song. And you can still call and text in if you want to. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. He died to save me. He died to save me. He died to save me, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And I'll never forget him. How can I forget him? I'll never forget him. Oh, Lord, remember me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. He died to save me. He died to save me. He died to save me. Because he first loved me. Give you all one more chance to call in or to text in to that number, 410-209-7503. And at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast over to Evangelist Maybell Edmond so she can have words and so she can introduce our speaker. Amen. God bless Evangelist May.
might have it on mute.
We thank God for you out there in Radio Land for listening and tuning in to us again. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Beautiful selection. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Oh, I tell you, I thank God for the word that came, that she read on tonight from the psalmist, Psalm 18. And I believe this was a song that David sang unto the Lord because he was grateful for what the Lord had done for him. You see, the Lord had conquered his enemies.
Yeah.
They were after him, seeking to destroy him, but the Lord delivered him. And that's why David was able to say, I will love thee, O Lord. Said, the Lord is my rock, and the Lord is my fortress and my deliverance, my God and my strength.
Yes.
He said, in whom will I trust? I will trust in the Lord because the Lord is the one that brought me through when the enemy came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and they fell. So that's why David was praising the Lord and exhorting, telling how he loved the Lord. And we should love the Lord also because he brought us out and he did great things for us and he worked miracles in our lives. So we should be grateful unto the Lord and thankful for what he has done.
Amen.
So we thank God thus far for the program and for this opportunity again. And I'm not going to prolong the time or hold up the time because I know the word has got to come. And we have a beautiful speaker. This time we're going to turn this part of the service into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen to bring the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. And again, I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because God is doing great and mighty things. He is just doing so many wonderful things that we have a right to give him praise. We ought to be thankful because the Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for the opening scripture that was read. I thank God for the song that was sang, praise the Lord. And that is one of the songs that would be from the sentiments of one's heart, saying, oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Praise the Lord. And I'm just so thankful. I thank him for loving us. He didn't have to do what he did for us, but because of love. I'm so glad that the Lord loved me. Amen. And he looked down on a wretch like me and had mercy upon me when I was lost in sin and I didn't have any hope. The Lord looked down on me and he rescued me. He came into my life and he converted me, sanctified me. Gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and called me into the ministry to do a work for him. And I am so happy just to be thought about by God.
Yes.
He didn't even have to think of me.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. But he just thought on me. And I believe in the scripture says, what is man that God should even think on us? I'm just so grateful. I thank the Lord.
Yes,
that he considered me one day. Amen.
Yes.
And saw that I was lost and I needed a Savior. He saw beyond all of my faults and my sins. And he saw that need that I had, that emptiness, that void that I had in my heart. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He looked on me that day.
Yes.
And he had mercy on my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Called me out of a world of sin. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
I count myself blessed
Yes,
and
Lord.
I count myself blessed in this world that we live in, where there's so much darkness and so much deceit and confusion around the world. People are seeking the truth and they cannot find it. They're looking for the truth and are having a hard time finding it because the enemy has deceived them. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. But it's a blessing indeed to know the truth, because as Jesus declared, the truth would make you free. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And there are people going about, they're seeking knowledge, they're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, because they're going to and fro. They're listening to all kinds of doctrines. They're listening to all kinds of people. They keep bouncing back and forth here and there. They have no stability about themselves.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, but it's good to get rooted and grounded in the faith. Amen.
Yes.
Rooted and grounded in the true word of God.
Amen.
And that is a solid foundation that will never, ever be moved or never be taken away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I feel stirred up because I know that the enemy is out to deceive people.
Yes.
He's out there right now deceiving people. And we need to tell people how to give their lives to Jesus. We need to give them the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. They need to have an understanding of the reason for this season, because they're being misguided, and everything is being commercialized and politicized. Praise be to God. But we need to go like never before and declare the word of God. Praise be to God. Because somebody, somewhere, is waiting to hear the word of God, the true word of God. Somebody, somewhere, is waiting to hear that they have hope, amen, and that they don't have to stay in the situation they're in. They don't have to continue down the same path that they're going, amen.
Amen.
They need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I'm grateful to the Lord for just giving us this great opportunity. I thank God for this radio broadcast. And again,
amen.
I would just like to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one and thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your words of encouragement.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God
Lord
is just a mighty God, and he's so merciful. Praise the Lord. And,
amen.
And I'm just taking advantage of this opportunity because, Lord knows, windows of opportunities may open up at various times.
Yes.
And a lot of things have to do with timing. And when that window of opportunity is open, that is not the time to hesitate or draw back, but it's time to take advantage, full advantage, of the opportunity that God has placed before you. Amen, because it may not always be there. And I know that I'm reminded of a message that one of our ministers preached some years ago, and that message has stayed with me down through the years, and it was entitled "Take Advantage of the Opportunity." Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Yes, Lord.
I think on that message every now and then, knowing that God has been good to us. Praise the Lord, and he gives us special opportunities. And when we recognize this, when we have knowledge of this, it's time to take action.
Amen.
It's not time to look at our situation and say, well, this is not a good time for me, or I don't think it's time. When God gets ready, that's the time to move.
Amen.
You may not feel like it, or you may think it's the right time, but God's time is not going to line up with our time like we want things to be. We want it to be a certain way, and we want it to feel a certain way. We want it to go a certain way, to go God's way.
Yeah,
and
amen.
That's not always comfortable. We have to get out of the comfort zone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to forget about ourselves. Because
yes,
when following Jesus, we do have to deny ourselves. And
amen.
Take up our cross and follow him daily. And that means giving something up on a daily basis. Oh, praise the Lord. Giving up your self-will ways. Giving up what you want to do. Amen.
Yes.
And yielding to the will of God. And that's not going to be comfortable, or it's not going to be exactly what you want. Hallelujah.
Right.
But if you'll be in the will of God and you're willing to deny yourself your reward. Amen.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord for all things said and done. Praise the Lord. And like I said, I'm just getting stirred up and thinking
all
on
right.
these things. Amen. Because there is much work that needs to be done.
Yes,
and there
is
a lot of ministering that needs to go on. Praise be to God. At this time, I would like to invite your attention to the Word of God, and those of you who would like to follow along, you may get your Bibles. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know that there's somebody out there who has to have a testimony, who wants to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to give you that opportunity at the end of the show. And you can text and let us know that you want to tell your testimony, and we'll give you that opportunity. But we need you to send that text in and let us know that you want to tell what God did for you. Amen. So let us go to the Word of God, and I'll be speaking tonight from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to try and get through the entire chapter of 18 verses, to be the Lord's will.
All
Amen.
Right.
And I would use for a title on this evening, Ministering in the Midst of Adversity.
All right.
And our theme will be, To God Be the Glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I'm starting with 2 Corinthians 4th chapter verse 1, and it reads, Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceit, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart, give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Amen.
We are troubled on every side, not distressed. Hallelujah. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Yes.
So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Can you say,
amen.
Praise the Lord, glory to God.
Praise
amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. And
yes.
There is so much in this passage of scripture.
Yes,
praise
it is.
Praise the Lord. And in this, the word of God is just so strong and so powerful.
Amen.
And
amen.
The attention is brought to the ministry that we have. We have received mercy. And
yes.
Therefore, we faint not. Glory
yes,
to
amen.
God. We're not on the verge of throwing up hands or giving up.
Yes.
Because the Lord merciful to us.
Amen.
He is so good to us. Amen. And just looking down on us and seeing our needs and calling us into this ministry is indeed an honor and a privilege to do this work for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If we take note of how God has done what he's done, we recognize that he chooses whom he will.
Yes.
We have nothing to do with who God chooses.
Amen.
But God knows who he wants to choose and why he wants to choose them.
Amen.
I'm sure Moses, he tried to talk his way out of going down to tell Pharaoh to let.
All right.
He
all
had
right.
a speech impediment, and he just thought, well, no, I'm not the one, and I shouldn't be going to Pharaoh. Who am I to be going to Pharaoh? But God knows who he wants to do, what he wants done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's the one who made us. Glory
yes.
to God. And he knows who we are and what we are. Because
mm-hmm.
he knows exactly who he made and what he made us. Hallelujah. He knows the work that he's assigned to each and every one of us. And
yes,
he knows
sir.
Our purpose for being here in the earth.
Amen. Yes,
praise
sir.
Be to God. And
yes.
so we have received this mercy from the Lord, and the Lord has empowered us to go forth and minister like never before.
Amen.
And the second verse here, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. With this ministry, there's no room and no place, no space for dishonesty.
Amen.
Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
Amen.
But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So nothing is being done in the dark. No sneaking around, no being crafty or deceitful, hallelujah,
amen.
Praise to God. But the manifestation of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience. You be the judge, hallelujah.
Yes.
It's all done in the sight of God.
Amen.
And the third verse says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Amen.
So those who are lost, they don't know the gospel. They don't have the gospel. And this is where our work, our ministry comes in, to reveal to them the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
The good news that a Savior was born, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, a Savior came all the way down from the heavens, amen, through 42 generations to die for the sins of the world.
Yes.
To give his life that we might have life, hallelujah.
Yes.
To die in our stead, hallelujah, to drop the charges of sin against us, glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, to know that there is hope as long as Jesus is alive. We all have hope, and Jesus will never die. Glory to God. He is alive forevermore, and because he lives, we have this hope. Amen. Praise be to God. The God of this world has blinded the minds of people who don't believe.
Amen.
That spirit of unbelief is a sin.
Yes.
And the devil is planting all kinds of negative thoughts and unbelief in the heart of the people.
Yes.
And they don't even know what to believe. Glory to God.
Amen.
But I want you to know that Jesus is the truth. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
You can believe in Jesus, and you can put your trust in him. Oh, glory to God. He's the only one that you can trust in. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. As the scripture describes Jesus and talks about the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. This light will shine unto you if you only believe. This verse says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. If you find somebody who's always talking about themselves, and I did this, and I do that, and I this, and you don't hear about Jesus that much,
they're
preaching about themselves.
Yes.
But it is Jesus Christ, the Lord, who is our Savior.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And we are his servants. Glory be to God. We are here to serve him. Amen. And we must decrease while he increases. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So whatever you're talking about, let it be about Jesus. Because it's not about us. It's all about him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And the seventh verse
Praise be to God. But we have this treasure, this word so precious that described as treasure in earthen vessels.
Yes.
God placed his word in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Amen.
So no one can say that I'm the one that's doing this and I'm the one that's doing that, but it's all God himself.
Amen.
The power is of God and not of us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're just vessels, and we're here to serve the Lord. And what God does, oh, we ought to give all the glory and honor to him because
yes.
it belongs to him.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
He's not going to allow anyone to take his glory. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But we ought to give God the glory always. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Because he has done something for us that we did not deserve.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank
I know
you.
That I don't deserve to have this grace.
Yes.
But I'm so grateful and so thankful that the Lord had mercy on a sinner like me. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank and he
you,
forgave
Jesus.
All of my sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He took away my sins and
yes.
he saved me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know that when you decide to follow Jesus, when the Lord has called you to do a work down here, you're going to be in the midst of adversity.
Amen.
You're going to be faced with all kinds of evil confrontations. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
It.
You're going to be faced with somebody lying on you.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. People are going to persecute you and try to destroy your life. Oh, praise God. People are going to try to discourage you and even stop you from doing the will of God. But the 8th verse says, we are troubled on every side,
yes.
yet not distressed. Oh, hallelujah. Distress means suffering from anxiety, sorrow, or pain. We're not distressed, hallelujah, even though the trouble is everywhere.
Yes.
We are perplexed,
yes.
but not in despair.
Amen.
Perplexed means completely baffled or very
yes.
puzzled, but
yes.
we're not in despair. And despair is complete loss or absence of hope. We are not without hope. We are
Amen.
Not in despair. We are not in despair. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Persecuted,
Amen.
But not forsaken.
Amen.
Cast down. But not destroyed. Oh,
Amen.
Praise be to God. Because it's the Lord who lifts us up out
yes.
of our troubles. It's
yes.
the Lord who delivers us out of the hand of our enemies. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Oh, praise be to God. I'm reminded of the children of Israel when the enemy had risen up against them and tried to overtake them. And God instructed them on what to do because the battle is not ours. It
Amen.
Belongs to the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And God instructed them to adjust their lanterns and shout with a loud voice.
Yes.
For
yes.
he is good. His
yes.
mercy endures forever. And
Amen.
That's all they had to do was just give glory to God.
Amen.
And God took up the battle.
Yes.
God began to fight in their stead.
Yes.
God overthrew their enemy because
yes.
they shouted, for he is good. Yes. His mercy endures forever.
Oh, amen.
We ought to give God the glory.
Amen.
Yes. We ought to lift him up when we are confronted
hallelujah.
By the enemy. When
yes.
the enemy rise up against us and rise up in our faces.
Yes.
We ought to give God the glory right there
yes,
on
Lord.
The spot.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to praise
you,
his holy name right
yes.
there on the spot.
Thank you.
In the midst of the adversity, keep on ministering to the
yes.
lost souls of men. Keep on preaching no matter
yes.
what.
Amen.
Devil try to stop you or shut you up. Open your mouth wide. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank yes. you.
Let God speak. Let God
yes.
move. Let God do what he wants to do. Don't
yes.
draw back and don't be afraid because God is with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He'll
yes.
be there for you, and he
Amen.
Will not forsake you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when he calls us to do any work, he's never going to forsake us. He's
Amen.
Always going to be there. He's
yes.
always going to look out for us. He's always
mm-hmm.
going to take up the battle for us. Hallelujah. He's going
Amen.
To fight against them, fight against us. Praise
yes.
be to God. And we just keep on giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him and lifting him up. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yes,
you ought to start to say that
yes,
more often.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every day. Hallelujah. When things start happening and trying to get you all up. Set and thrown off track and trying to
yes.
get your mind distracted, you ought to shout out to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to render some kind of praise to the Lord. Amen. Because Apostle Paul, he looked at the affliction as light. You know,
yes.
some people think that, oh, I'm the only one. I'm going through all this. And I can't take all this. I can't bear it all. These are light afflictions. Oh,
yes.
praise God. And they only last for but a moment. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And they yes, work Lord. For us. These light afflictions are working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh,
yes,
just what God has in store for us. We have no idea. We can't even imagine it. In our minds, oh, praise the Lord, what God has in store for us.
Amen.
So let's endure these afflictions. Amen.
Yes.
By giving God the glory.
Yes.
There's
Amen.
Glory in our afflictions. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Because think about it as it was described here about how we are exposed to death. Amen.
Yes.
Death worked, but life in you. And going back up to the 10th verse, it was said here, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that
yes.
the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. So this
Amen.
Is what we go through in ministering for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We are always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus. And that brings about life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The life of Jesus
yes.
will be made manifest in our body. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For we, which live,
yes,
are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. So
yes.
somebody always want to kill us.
Yes.
The devil wants to kill us.
Yes.
And sometimes the enemy try to make us kill ourselves.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that Jesus
yes,
gave us life. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. That his life may be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Amen.
So we are delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, but it's a blessing indeed, praise the Lord, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh,
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then we see death king in us, but life in those who we minister to. Praise
yes.
be to God.
Yes.
And I thank God because the word of God, as I stated before, is so powerful. The
Amen.
Word of God has everything we need in it. No
yes.
matter what our needs are, that word is there to
yes.
give us exactly what we need and when we need it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to look at verse 15, says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Amen.
Yes.
So then if we continue to give thanks to the Lord, God will be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. No
yes,
matter
Lord.
What, because
Amen.
When we lift Jesus, he's going to draw all men to himself.
Amen.
We're not the ones who do this, but it is the Lord himself who will
yes.
draw these souls unto himself.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful
Thank
that
you.
Jesus came into my life. So
Lord.
Grateful. And I can't
mm-hmm.
stop talking about it. Amen. I just want to keep on telling what the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
Because the more I tell it, the better I feel.
Thank
you. Yes. The more I tell what the Lord has done for me,
uh-huh.
the more he keeps on blessing me.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
all right.
Jesus. And right now, the Lord is blessing me. You may not be able to see, or you may not even know just how much. But right now,
Amen.
The blessings are coming on down. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm counting all my blessings. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I can't name every one of them, but I can start counting, and I believe I'll never finish counting.
All right.
Because
Amen.
The blessings are too numerous to count.
Oh, yes.
Bless the name of Jesus. That I give glory and honor to God because he is the one that sends these blessings down. He is
Amen.
The one who does all of the work, who give us life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise
yes,
you, God. And people might think that they're putting a stop to the work of God by
yes.
shutting you out
yes.
or by trying to hinder you. But
yes.
they can't stop the work of God.
Amen.
They can't stop God from being glorified. They
Amen.
Can't stop nobody from praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are giving glory to God and you're praising him, the enemy will try it,
yes.
but it won't work.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It'll end up
yes,
backfiring on them.
Amen.
But God will be
yes,
glorious.
He is.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And I was thinking also on the scripture that tells us that, you know, the outward man is going to perish. And this outward man perishes day by day.
Amen.
And the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
If you think about it, every single day, the body is constantly dying.
Yes.
It's perishing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But that inward man, glory
yes.
to God, that soul of the man.
Yes.
That eternal portion of the man
yes,
is renewed
Lord.
Day by day.
Amen.
Made brand new, hallelujah, on a daily basis. Glory
yes,
to God. Yes. What a mystery it is to think about what God has done here.
Amen.
My mind goes back to when God created man and how he made man in his own image and likeness.
Amen.
When he made Adam, Adam was not a living soul until God blew breath into his nostrils.
Yes.
And he became
Amen.
A living soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so that was the eternal portion that God placed inside of man.
Amen.
And he took that same man and put him to sleep one day. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And he performed a surgery on him.
Yes.
He opened the man's flesh up and he took
yes.
out a rib. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he closed the flesh back up.
Yes.
He didn't need any stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
No, he didn't. Amen.
But God performed that surgery. And with that rib that he took out of the man, he made a woman. Oh, bless
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he joined them together, and they became one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's still working these miracles today.
Amen.
And when we look at all that God has done, amen, we ought to be grateful. Praise the Lord. We ought
yes,
to give
Lord.
Thanks on a daily basis.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, because it is the Lord who has done all these wondrous works and
Amen.
Performed all these miracles and has touched us on numerous accounts,
Amen.
Healing our body,
yes.
encouraging us,
yes.
strengthening us, skinning
Amen.
Us. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He
Amen.
Keeps on doing great things for me.
Yes.
And
yes,
for you.
Lord.
Oh, praise
yes.
the Lord. We ought to put our voices together and lift them up before the Lord and just
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We ought to glorify his holy name.
Yes,
lift him up. As high
yes,
as we can lift them. Oh, hallelujah, because
he
is worthy.
He's worthy.
Yes, Lord is worthy.
Thank
you, Lord
Jesus.
He's worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to your name, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
you. Bless your holy name.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, bless the holy name of Jesus. Praise be to God. So let's bear in mind what the word of God is saying to us.
Yes.
I just want to elaborate on the 18th verse.
Yes.
And this will be my closing. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at
yes.
the things which are not seen. There's no
Amen.
Need of looking at the things you can see with your natural eye.
Amen.
God. But look beyond these things at things which are not seen. For
Amen.
The things which are seen are temporal. These are just
yes.
temporary things. They're not
yes.
eternal. They're not
no.
going to last forever. They're
yes.
only temporary.
Amen.
Don't get caught up into temporal things.
Amen.
But this is what you ought to see. The things which are not seen are eternal. That's where
yes.
you want to go. You want to look at things that are eternal.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Don't worry if you don't have everything you desire to have down here. Don't
right.
worry about it. Praise be to God. As long as you have Jesus, that's
yes.
all you need. If
Amen.
You don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. That's the truth.
Without Jesus, you are completely lost. Oh, praise
Amen.
The Lord. But if you have Jesus, you have everything you need.
Yes.
Praise God. So don't get caught up into the temporal things. And I'm just about finished. I'll remind you of a young rich man who went to Jesus and he wanted to know what he lacked from obtaining eternal life.
Yes.
And Jesus began to explain to him, you know, keep the commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, commit adultery, etc. He said, all of these have I kept from my youth up.
Yes.
What lack I yet? So then Jesus, knowing that this man was going to make the decision that he made,
yes,
he went on and told him what he lacked.
Yes.
And he told him to go and sell all your goods and distribute to the poor.
Yes.
And come, follow me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will have treasures in heaven. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
But
Lord.
Where we lose out is we get stuck or tied up or wrapped up on temporal things.
Yes.
Things that
Amen.
Are not eternal.
Tell it.
And we fail to let go of these things.
Yes.
And so we'll lose out on the eternal things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this man, he was so rich. He had so much that he was not willing to let it go and seek those
Amen.
Things that were eternal. Jesus
Amen.
Told him the treasure would, he didn't say the treasure would be on the earth. He said when
Amen.
You would have treasure in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. That's where you want your treasure to be, in
Amen.
Heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because down here, thieves can steal it.
Yes.
You can lose your mind trying to protect it.
That's
you
right.
can lose your
That's
life
true.
Trying to protect it.
Yes.
Praise God, but you want your treasure to be in heaven.
Amen.
Where it's eternal. Thieves can't break through. Nobody can take it from you. Nobody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So let us refocus. Let us turn our attention and our minds where they ought to be.
Yes.
Amen. On things
Amen.
Eternal. Forget about
Amen.
The temporal thing.
Yes,
and
Lord.
This little young man, he was very sad when he heard that that was the one thing that he lacked. You know,
yes.
a lot of people, you know, they might lack, but
yes.
he only lacked this one thing, just
that one.
One. Thing. But he was not
yes.
able to let go of the temporal things. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So let us be encouraged to take the word of God in and
mm-hmm.
live by it. At this time,
yes.
I'm going to ask you to turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Focus on nobody but Jesus. Forget about everything and everyone else, even yourself. Because I believe that through prayer, God will reach out to you and connect with you, knowing already what your needs are.
Yes.
He's looking beyond all of your faults, all your failures and everything else, and he's looking directly at your need. If you will turn your heart and surrender right now, I
yes.
believe God will have mercy and he will forgive you and accept you and make you his own. And now, with our minds and our hearts ready, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory,
glory.
Glory to thy name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, asking that you look upon us, Lord, and every listener. We want you to touch right now, oh, Lord. Help them to surrender, to yield to you, Lord, to give themselves to you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to save, you're able to heal, forgive, oh Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord. Touch while we're praying, Lord. And while we're waiting, we want you to move by your spirit. Take full control. Meet us here tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we're taking you at your word. Your word is true. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for the message.
Thank you
for the messenger, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We want you to move, Jesus,
move by your spirit,
Lord.
Lord, in the
name of Jesus, touch, Lord Jesus,
touch with your
finger of love. Touch with your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save to the uttermost. We know you're a Savior. We know you are a deliverer. You're able to fix it, oh Lord. You're able, Jesus,
able,
help
Jesus.
Everyone to turn their minds, oh Lord, to your word, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to yield, Lord. Help them to surrender, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to sell out, Jesus. Help them to give up all to follow you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Help them not to look on the things that are down here on the earth, not to look at the things that are temporal, but help them, Lord Jesus, to look at those things which are eternal, Lord. We want you to fix it, oh Lord. Fix it today, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord, and we know thou art a deliverer. Deliver, Jesus. Say, Jesus,
Jesus,
my God, have mercy, oh Lord. Convert some soul. Sanctify some soul. Fill with the Holy Ghost.
We
know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we take you at your word. We believe your word. And we are standing on your promise. Oh, my God, say, Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know every condition, every situation. And you're able to fix it, oh, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Take full control, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour, that you will continue to bless her, continue to anoint her, continue to send your word through her, oh, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Let your will be done. Let some soul receive you, and let some soul receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your precious word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
your will be done in us, Lord.
Lord
help
Jesus.
Us to speak your word, Lord. Help
Lord.
Us not to draw back on you, but help us to do what you would have us to do, Lord.
Help, Lord.
We know you're able, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. Help us to continue to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word. And we'll be careful to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Service is back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that inspiring, uplifting word of God coming to you.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And, you know, ministering in the midst of adversity to
yes.
God be the glory. And truly,
Amen.
Right now, we are in the midst of adversity, but it doesn't
yes,
mean
we
that
are.
We have to stop working for the Lord. This is
Amen.
The time now. This is the time now to reach out because we have hope. We know what we
yes.
have. We're not in
Amen.
Despair. But the world,
Amen.
They're in despair. And they
yes.
need somebody to reach out. They need us
yes, they do.
To reach out
Amen.
To them so they know that they also can have this hope. Evangelist Mabel, we want to go ahead and give you a chance to have remarks if you so desire. So you can do that at this time.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful word that came to Evanna Cotton. Of a truth, I tell you, she preached under the anointing, and the Lord taught us, and he showed us in his word what he is requiring of us, even though we may be in the midst of adversity. No excuse for us to throw in the towel. There's no excuse for us to stop, but we got to keep going on. And we can't look on these things that's going on down here, things that's happening to us down here, because it happened to Jesus. Jesus suffered. Amen. We're suffering.
Amen.
Jesus suffered in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. God is going to bring it all down. That's
Amen.
Why we got to give our lives to the Lord.
Yes.
If we want to be saved, these things down here is not worth your dying. Hallelujah.
Not.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. You got to give your life to the Lord. Thank
right.
you, Jesus. And forget about all these things down here. They're
Amen.
Just temporal. They're just for a moment. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a little while. That's why we continue to suffer and we go through our afflictions because
Amen.
It's just a light affliction. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful passages of scripture. And
Glory
that's one of my scriptures that I love. Hallelujah. For
yes.
our light affliction. We think we're going through so much, but
mm-hmm.
this is just a light affliction. And
that's
it's
light.
Only but for a moment. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
only
you.
Gonna last. It's like a moment for God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If we
Amen.
Can endure it, if we can hold on and go through, stand our
yes.
breath. Oh
yes.
my God. It'll
Thank
be
you.
Worth it. It will
yes,
all
Lord.
Be worth it in
Amen.
The end. But we gotta hold on and endure
Amen.
Our affliction.
Yes.
When the devil don't want you to do God's will, we got to hold on anyway
hold on.
And
Amen.
Do the will of God. He'll take us through. Hallelujah. He promised he wouldn't leave us and that he wouldn't forsake us,
Amen.
But he'll be with us always.
Always.
He'll yes. go with us even yes. to the end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I just thank God. Oh, my God. My God is so good. Beautiful message that came through the preacher. Thank you, Jesus. That was an anointed message. It was a timely message. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Adversity is all around.
All
thank
around.
You, Jesus. It's in the land. Everywhere you go. Adversity. Walk
yes.
down the street. Adversity.
Amen.
Go to the store. Adversity.
Adversity.
Try to do the will of God. Adversity.
Come on,
try to preach the word of God. Adversity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. People don't want you to say what God give you to say.
Thank you, God.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Yes,
don't want you to say what God did me to say,
yes.
but we better say it anyway because
Amen.
God is going to pay us, going to pay every man for
yes.
as his work shall be. Hallelujah. We
yes.
better fear God and do what he told us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When Satan don't want you to preach, you better preach anyway.
If God
told you to preach, if he called you into this ministry,
oh,
you better preach his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
what?
You, Jesus. Don't care who don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. Or who don't want to hear you. If God told you to preach, you better preach. And if he didn't call you, you better get out of the way. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Jesus. I tell you, the Lord is good. And
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He's worthy.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
we got to keep preaching his word. We got to keep telling it like God gave it to us.
Amen.
Don't try to sugarcoat it. Don't try to fix it up. Hallelujah. Don't draw back on God, but
Whoa.
Tell it anyway. Tell it. Because
tell
we're going to be persecuted. Jesus was persecuted, but we're not going through as much as Jesus went through.
No.
But
no.
Jesus endured it. He held on. He
Amen.
Suffered,
yes,
but
he
went
did.
On and did what God told him to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No man can, my God.
God, thank you, Jesus.
From doing the will of God.
Yes, God told you to do it. Thank
All right.
you, Jesus. Thank
right.
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Better know who it was that
better
told
know.
You. You better know it was God
Amen.
That told
Amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you.
If it wasn't God that told you, hallelujah, it's mm. not going to last. And it's
Amen.
Not going to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every shore, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Amen.
You better be sure
better be
about
sure.
your salvation. You better be sure
better
about
be sure.
your election and your calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You better be sure that Amen. Is God. Hallelujah. And not
Amen.
A dream. Not a dream.
Come on.
Dreams is okay. But you better know that it was God that told you
Amen.
To do thus and so.
Mm-hmm.
It was God that told Moses to go down in Egypt land, or
yes.
else Moses would have never went. But
never.
It was God that
All
proved
right.
himself to him and told
yes.
him to go down. And
That's
I
right.
tell you, God went with him. He
yes,
went
he
with
did.
Him. And he proved mm-hmm. himself. And he always proves himself. He
always.
Doesn't leave himself without a witness. I tell you, I didn't know all of that was going to come out, but I thank God.
All right.
I tell
Amen.
You, God is talking to us. He's
thank
talking
you.
To us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. He's talking to us.
Yes,
and we have to hear what
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We are being persecuted. We're in adversity.
Amen.
We got to continue to minister. We got to continue, just like
yes.
Jesus did. He continued
yes.
until the work was finished. Thank God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank
yes.
God. Man, it's how many keep preaching that word of God and continue
Amen.
To let the Lord have his way. Because truly,
Amen.
That was the message from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
We have
Thank
to take
you.
Heed to it. Take it. And accept it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Glory
Lord.
To God. Save us back into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks, but thank God for his anointing. Thank God for
yes.
speaking to us.
Lord,
I encourage
hallelujah.
You to hear
thank
what the
you.
Spirit of God is saying.
Glory,
I tell
hallelujah.
You, I thank God for Evangelist
yes.
Mabel.
Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Truly, you want God to have his way. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you all again so much for tuning in. Again, thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer. And if anybody
Amen.
Would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title 1 school, and 1 is O-N-E. You can also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School, and add it to the prayer list. Is Mr. Titus Edmond Sr., Vandit Mabel's father, Marcus West, Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Pastor Robert Huff, the Turner family, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, the Breeze Cowley family, Mr. Wade, the Breeze Smith family, the Breeze Best family, Joycelyn Rivers, Clarissa and her children, Evangelist Sheila Peoples. We want to continue to pray for the Breeze Diggs family, for Brenda Edmond and the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, Miss Tia Gloria West and her family as well. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson. Pastor Robert Huff, can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogues and Evangelist Renee Jones, together with Evangelist Annette Bradley, on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891 on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m. Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Beautiful services. I encourage you to tune in. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of our broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You can also send your prayer request to the number you can text, 410-209-7503. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm going to turn the remainder of the service into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful prayers, for the beautiful remarks and sermonette coming through Evangelist May. Thank God for our host on this evening, Evangelist Khadijah. And I just thank God for each and every one of you listening in and for your love and for your support. And in addition to the names that we had on the prayer list, I believe that we also received a request for DeMarcus West, for Larry West, Crawford West, and his children, along with the Lee County administrations. So let us keep each and every one on the prayer list, prayer before the Lord. Let us continue in prayer one for another. Again, I encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we don't have time for a testimony tonight, but if you desire to say encouraging words or give your testimony, tell something that God did for you, we welcome you to send us a text during the show. Don't call the phone, but send a text during the show. And you will receive a number to call so that we can bring you on to the show and you can give your testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you just want somebody to know that God is doing something great in your life, or you want to share that with someone on the radio, you may do so. We welcome you to do that. Thank God once again for this broadcast. Thank God for you, Evangelist May. I really enjoyed you, the prayer and the word. I thank God for you, Evangelist Khadijah. And both of you be encouraged and keep doing the will of God. Do what God has called you to do. And at this time, this concludes the radio broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. We are looking to lift up the Lord even more, give glory and honor to his name. Praise the Lord, and in the meantime, keep your minds on Jesus. Keep looking to the Lord. Amen. And don't be distracted, but stay focused, God. And you, those of you who are out there, and you know what God has called you to do, I'm going to encourage you to do it with all of your might. Put everything in it. Don't hold anything back. Don't try to save anything, but go all out for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, because the time is at hand, and we are living in unpredictable times. We don't know whether we'll be here from the next minute to the next minute, or if we'll be here next week, or we just don't know. But right now, today, you do what God has given you to do. Again, we thank God for you. And said, when it comes to talking about Jesus, talking about the work of the Lord, I can go on and on and on and on, but I'm coming on in. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you. We love you all. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless.